you know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Hi, I'm Bowen from Las Culturistas.
And I'm Matt from Las Culturistas. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship?
Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business.
You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Hey, everybody. This is Matt Rogers, one of the hosts of the podcast you're about to listen to, Las Culturistas. And if you're a regular listener, you know I've been teasing a little project I have coming up. Well, Merry Christmas, literally, because I'm ready to tell you what it is. My debut album, Have You Heard of Christmas, is out November 3rd on Capitol Records, and you can pre-order it now, including on vinyl. Woo! Also, stream my first single, Also It's Christmas, everywhere now, or watch the music video on YouTube. I'm also going on tour all through December. Tickets are on sale Friday, October 13th, okay, spooky, at 10 a.m. your local time. I'm in Philly, Boston, D.C., Austin, Denver, Toronto, Chicago, St. Paul, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York City. Also, London, I'm coming to you November 13th through 18th at the Soho Theater. Check out www.mattrogersofficial.com for tickets. And if you listen this far and it's not yet October 13th, here's an early Christmas gift for you. The pre-sale code. It's Frosty. That's the sound of a cold wind. All right, here's the podcast.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
My, oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Oh, yes.
My goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Now, how do we say it?
Ding, ding dong, Las Culturistas.
Jumft.
Calling, but what is it
in German?
Guten, what?
Kuftan.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas.
Kuftan.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, we were gonna come out and greet you and say, God, we would have been like, Dankeschön, Schlampen, but then that would have...
Wait, but then we were told by Peaches, who'll be out here in just a
Give
bit...
Give it up for Peaches.
That, like, bitch is not as casual here.
Right?
It's not?
It's not. We're getting some head shakes. Well, that's
So
that's
if we had
shame.
Come out here and said, Dankeschön, Schlampen, people would have stormed out.
Would have left. They would have left. But that's so, you know, we're learning some really key German phrases like
yes.
Pumpkin spice ist wieder da.
Pumpkin spice ist
wieder da.
See, I forgot it immediately. Bowen said to me, he's like, it's important that we say one thing.
Pumpkin spice ist wieder da.
Because we were in today, say it with me,
Starbucks.
And we did see the announcement. That pumpkin spice is in fact vida da.
And it is.
But then you didn't like your pumpkin spice drink.
Well, you know what? We wanted a pumpkin cream cold brew. We were like, thank God, like a European establishment that serves ice.
Major.
Major. But then they were out of the pumpkin cream, and so then they put the pumpkin syrup. We have a drink for Matt.
Oh, hello.
And
Danke.
Danke, Schlampe.
Hey, Matt. Danke, Schlampen. So or Schlampo?
Schlampe.
Schlampe.
Schlampe. And then Schlampen okay. is plural.
Schlampen would be all of you bitches.
Are we offending anyone by calling you a schlampe?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, Starbucks sort of did Bowen dirty.
It's okay. I mean, that's what I get for going to Starbucks in Berlin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but last night, where did we go? No.
No.
We're going to get into the Berghain of it all. But we went to McDonald's.
We did go.
Because Bowen Yang says, he says this every single time we travel. He says, it's one of my favorite things to do internationally is go to the different McDonald's.
Am I alone? Am I alone? No.
So do you want to review?
Yeah. God, Germans love their curry sauce.
Yes.
And the currywurst and all of it. I love it. I embrace it. I embrace all curry culture. What else?
I mean, they did not have buffalo sauce. Who here is, what do they call it, an explant?
Expat.
Expat. An explant, yes. Okay, so expats, are y'all missing buffalo sauce bad? I'm saying, this girl and me are locking eyes. Buffalo yes. Pizza! Who doesn't even, who's never even tasted the stuff? You're kidding.
Y'all. You're missing out.
The dream scenario of this would be we bring out like plates of buffalo sauce.
Oh my God. We would love to Oprah you guys with buffalo sauce.
You don't know what you're missing.
Now, you know, lots going on in Berlin this weekend.
There was a marathon.
There was a marathon. Did anybody run in the middle? Oh my God.
Wait,
congratulations.
What?
Give it up for these people. We stand.
Stand
up,
up
for them.
Stand up.
Congratulations.
Yes, you too? Oh my God, you too? You did? Stand up!
You can stand. You just ran 26
you
miles.
You know what's funny? It's we're like, if you ran the marathon today, stand up. They're like, motherfucker, we've been running all day.
It's a miracle that we're even here and not wrapped in tinfoil.
Unbelievable. Okay, so who did the best? You did!
You did!
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
No, who doesn't? Wait, who what? 2 hours, 53 minutes? Bye, bitch. No, that's amazing.
Wow, what do you think?
Do you understand that's so good?
I understand that's so good. I understand that's so good. And what would you clock in at, you think?
Oh,
X-runner.
Back in the day, I used to do like middle distance to, I was more of a miler. Am I just saying my mile time? I ran a 4:36 mile back in the day.
It's really good.
But never could run more than like 6 miles. You know what I mean? Yeah. To do 26.2 miles, stand up again. Stand up again.
Stand up, all of you. Yes, you, well, yeah. Very good.
Now, did any of you like sort of do it like, it wasn't to get the good time. Why are you still standing?
I don't know. I missed my window, and now it's weird.
And now you can't.
And now I have to stay.
Bowen's like lording over me. Did any of you kind of do it because you wanted it to be fun? You didn't care about the time. No, you all cared about the time very much.
It's Germany.
Very serious.
It's very serious. You know what we're going to say? And we might sound very stupid and American for this. A lot of rules here. A lot of rules.
The crossing of the street.
The crossing of the streets. You know, today we went to a museum and Matt walked a little too close to the paintings and the alarm went off and we got a little tongue lashing.
The alarm went off. And I said, come on. I wasn't trying to touch the painting. I barely want to look at it.
This is what Matt basically like wanted to say to this man, like the security guard who came over. He wanted to be like, Pizza.
Schlampen pizza.
I
did want to say that.
You should.
But then there was beautiful paintings on the lower
beautiful
level.
Beautiful paintings.
What was the name of the museum we went to?
The Neue National Gallery? The new National Gallery? Is that Frank Gehry? No, we don't know. Probably
are
not.
You guys wooing because you fucking love that museum or because you just know it?
Because they know it. And they love it.
The light's coming up.
Amazing. It was nice.
It was great.
It was great.
Current events are happening as we speak.
That's right.
Did you guys hear we have a Super Bowl performer? Usher. Wait, that was not a positive reaction.
So this is an amazing sort of thing that you can't get on the internet because we need to do this in a live setting. It's a mixed response, I think, in the real world.
You can't get this on the internet.
You really can't. Because, and this is, we were in the car.
Yeah.
It was the two of us and our friend, and you said, we have a new Super Bowl performer.
I said, and they both turned to me, they were so hopeful.
Yeah.
And I said, it is Usher. And then Bowen Yang, I'm sorry, I'm going to do this to you, hon.
That's okay.
He goes,
ugh. Because you know why?
What?
Because I was expecting a woman's name. And, but I forget that these people, they like to, you know, it's, to them, gender's a binary, and they switch every year. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so that's why.
It's like we couldn't have Rihanna and then, let's say, Taylor Swift.
Right, right.
We got to have Usher.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Usher in Las Vegas. Did I tell you this?
That's amazing.
So our friend, our
it is. That wasn't a joke. I don't know. That's on them. That's
the,
on
I heard it's the, I heard it's the horniest, sluttiest show you could see.
I mean, he has to compete with Magic Mike, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's gotta, like, throw sex out there into your face.
I don't think it's uncouth or untoward of me to say this, because it's actually in legal documents. I think Usher might be one of the most famous people with herpes. It's true.
What about, like George Washington?
I feel like he had herpes. We can never be sure if he had herpes. Because they couldn't test for it at the time.
You're right.
And he's passed. He's passed. The expats are like, fuck yeah, we know this.
Wasn't this a storyline on girls, though, that like men can't really test for herpes?
They can't test for HPV.
Which
also is not true because I have HPV.
And how do you know?
From a test. My PCP, primary care physician, said you have HPV.
And that's a lot of stick. What was that?
Not actually in my cock, in my asshole. But thanks for dragging that out of
me. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have rectal HPV. It's true.
Can it travel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love for... I think I can speak on behalf of us both. We would love for one of you guys to fuck us tonight.
No, only if you're.
There's some clapping happening in the front row.
We got it.
Why are you so shy?
I don't know. I'm in my prude era.
No,
I
you're
think.
Not. I you're am. Such a bitch. You're such a schlompo.
Schlompo or schlompo? What did you say?
Title of ep.
Schlompo. That's good.
Wait, can we say we both hooked up in London? They love it.
But we had different experiences.
Say yours.
Well, mine, yeah, because mine's the bit of a, it's a bit of a bummer, and so I'll say mine first, and then we'll end on a higher note, because I think Matt had fun. But I... Whatever, it's
weird. This guy was so hot. Can I say, what was the club we were at?
The Glory in
London.
We
were at the Glory in London.
Yeah.
Any of you gays?
Dalston gays in the audience? Yeah, okay.
So we were at the Glory in London, and this guy, he was really hot. He had a mustache, big broad shoulders, and Bowen Yang was talking to him with his arm draped over his shoulder. Like this, get up, I'll show you.
Okay.
So this I'm Bowen, and you're the trade.
Yeah. It's my move. I have a limp wrist. And it was lovely. And then I realized he was the one who kind of pointed it out. He was like, I'm sorry I keep asking you questions about your career.
He kept being like, what's it like to work at Saturday Night Live?
Or he was like, you know, what was Fire Island like to shoot? Wasn't it like, you know, all these things. And like,
it's, and what was it like to shoot?
It was
this
really...
This is a
Q&A. It was amazing. No, he was... He, and it's not an issue until, like, he is acknowledging that he is kind of, he is making it feel like an interview.
Right.
And I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. I was just like, I was a little like worn out. And I was like, oh, I'm not really horny necessarily anymore. And
I was for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because I wasn't talking to the guy.
Right.
You know what, though? There was a moment where my sister and I sort of met at the bar. And he said, what do you think? And that's my impression of Bowen. He's like, let's go. And I said, I think we should stay and have fun. And I looked at him in his eyes and I was like, if you don't fuck this man.
This is the thing, though. This is the moral of Fire Island, the movie, is that you cannot force your friends to fuck people if they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? If it hurts them emotionally, and I would have been hurt emotionally. Because he would have been like balls deep inside me asking about my Emmy nomination or something. You know what I mean? Oh, and that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me, Brad.
Yes,
no,
it was.
No. That was just the first thing that came to mind.
Not this year, though.
Not this year. Hey. That's okay, you know.
You got bumped by
jury duty?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
James Marsden. Did you guys get jury duty here? Yeah, great.
Make some noise if you got a VPN at home.
Yeah, who's got a VPN? Who's popping the fuck off with their VPN? I love every time we talk to you guys and the house lights come up. Can we just say, because I have a deep, dark question, because the lights came up and I see a lot of excited people and I see some people that are like... Who thought they were coming to like a general comedy show, didn't know what the fuck it was? None of you. So a lot of you were just kind of disappointed.
Yeah, that's okay.
So speaking of Berghain, we sort of want to throw this to the crowd. And yeah. Keep the lights up. I like this vibe.
Yeah, I like this vibe.
Should we go?
Okay, see, we're getting a mix.
Who thinks we should definitely go? Okay, so can you come up here?
Yeah, give it up. We have an amazing volunteers coming up. Here, there's a staircase here.
You're dressed for Berghain.
You're dressed for
Berghain. Is there a way for you to get up here? No, you're scared of this?
Okay,
here, take the microphone here.
And then we'll talk to you from
What's so great about it? Yeah, it's on.
It's on.
Okay, we have people that do that.
Sorry, I'm not used to this.
Now that Bowen has two Emmy nominations, we get the mics turned on. What's so great about Berghain? And what's your name?
I'm Christy.
Christy.
Hi.
Expat.
I am. I'm from New York. I know that I might be biased, but I do think it's like the best club in the world. So
that is its claim to fame.
Yeah, like the hype is there for a reason. So right. you may as well try. If you don't get in, it's not the end of the world. There's a million other clubs, but like, I don't know. You're here. Right. Why not?
You right. think we should just go? Why not? It's the best club in the world.
Like
but what?
It's kind of everything. It's like the crowd is amazing. The music is amazing. It's thumping techno in the main room. And then the upstairs bar is like a house, more like a house. It's called Panorama Bar.
Oh, yeah, so Panorama Bars.
You can sort of switch, like pick your vibe and like kind of move around. Uh-huh. The music is like best in class. And best the sound class. System is amazing. And you can have a normal conversation, but you can also hear the music. It's like this whole thing in Berlin, but it's the best there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I guess that's what I don't like about club culture is you can't sort of like connect.
You totally can with the people there.
That's beautiful. And we have a friend who said that one time he went with the group and one of the girls brought the card game Set. Do we know what Set is? So it's like a matching game and it's whatever. It's very silly. And then out of nowhere, this girl starts to play Set on the floor of Berghain.
Yeah, you could do
one and then, time. And then all these like cool, chic-ass Berliners were like gathering around being like, what are they playing? Yeah.
And meanwhile, in the background, there's like the best club music in the world, but not loud enough so that you can play Set.
No, it is really loud, but they have it like perfectly engineered so that it's not like you can actually still connect with people. I think that's one of the best things about it.
You've made connections there?
Yeah.
Are you with Christy from New York?
Christy from New York.
I've been there a lot of times. I live down the street. But I do think, like, if you're in Berlin, you may as well. But I will say they stop letting people in 4 hours before the last DJ, which is probably around midnight. So if you do go tonight, you got to go, like, I would go sit, like, after this.
Guys, the show's over.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Wait a minute. You live down the street?
Yeah.
You live in the Mercedes-Benz Arena?
No, I live the other way, towards Simone Duckshot.
Oh, I see.
Can I ask, is the Mercedes-Benz Arena, like, sort of that girl here?
Yeah, like, I saw...
So Taylor's gonna perform there when she comes?
She would never come to Berlin,
it's too
small.
She would never come to Berlin?
No, it's too small. The Mercedes-Benz is only, like, I think 17,000, and when those... we saw Beyonce in Hamburg because she didn't come to Berlin, because our biggest stadium isn't big enough.
What?
I don't know how to explain it, but Hamburg has this giant football stadium, so a lot of the big people go there, yeah.
So, Berlin... Who's, like, the biggest artist that comes to Berlin? Like, Pink?
No.
Because we were walking by... Because in order to get to the Starbucks here, you know this, you have to walk past the Mercedes-Benz Arena. So everyone knows in order to get to the Starbucks, you have to walk past Mercedes-Benz. And I said to Bowen, I'm like, this is, like, Pink.
Yeah, so I saw last week Fred again...
Fred again! Yeah. I love Fred again.
Yeah. Love Fred again.
Yeah, he played last Tuesday at the Mercedes-Benz Arena.
So Pink is going to Hamburg.
No, she's too big. Like, that would be too big.
Right.
Yeah, so I also saw like Lizzo and SZA at the Benz
Where
Arena.
Where do they go?
The Benz Arena.
Oh, yeah. SZA Benz Arena makes sense.
Yeah. SZA and Fred again play the same size.
I know, venues? It's kind of weird, but Fred again's huge here.
Fred again's huge here.
People love Fred again.
Because y'all love to go like...
Yeah, like, I'm right here.
Y'all love to go, we lost, dancing.
He made everybody sing that at the end. I was like, I gotta go.
Uh-huh.
But it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I would say, yeah, Berghain, like, there. And again, if you don't get in, it's not the end of the world. There are a million other clubs, but if you're here, you may as well.
Okay, so that's amazing.
Like, low risk, high reward. That's how I always feel about it. But again, I live down the street, so if I don't get in, I'm like, all right, see you next week.
We live in the United States.
Probably, but no, I mean, not. It depends on where you're staying, but if you're, you know, we're staying
at the Hampton Inn.
That's near it.
Which is near it.
It's on the East Side Gallery, no?
It's East Side Gallery.
Yeah, you could walk there. Come on, you gotta go.
I guess I didn't know it was so close.
It's very close. It's on our side of the wall, you know?
It's on our side of the wall.
I was like, I don't know if they know.
Are you going tonight? Will we see you there?
No, I actually went out really hard last night.
You went really hard last night? Thank you for coming.
I woke up at 5:30.
Yeah, well, there's some people here who run the marathon, so.
Yeah. But, you know, there's multiple types of marathons.
I'm just kidding.
Did you make any connections last night?
I did not. The crowd was, like, a little too basic, but it was really fun.
Look around.
Hey!
Do you want to make connections here tonight?
Of course.
There's some hot fucking
I know. I was
people.
Waiting for my two friends back there, and I was like, wow, yeah, everyone's, like, good-looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Berlin. Yeah.
All right, good to know. Yeah, thank
good
you,
to know. Everyone give it for Christy!
Give it up for Christy!
So
is this your friend? Give it up for Christy.
Okay, one last sort of, like, addendum to the Berghain conversation we want to do is we want to play a game with our wonderful DJ, DJ Alias Error. Give it up. Give it up for DJ Alias Error.
Can I say, now I like being down here.
Okay, you like being down here. I'll stay up. We're going to give levels.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game where just off of, not off wardrobe, off vibes alone, would we get into Berghain if you were working the door? Okay? Let's just try this. So let's just like both like...
Are we going together?
Let's go in together.
Just for background, we were told a few things. You can't be loud.
You can't speak English. Those are the two main things about us.
And you can't... What is it?
You literally can't go up to the person at the door and be like, hey.
Yeah. All right, you know. So here's us trying to be cool.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
Shit.
Fuck. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Nine.
No! Oh! Okay, we're gonna try again.
I think I knew what we did wrong.
Okay, yeah.
We did what we said we wouldn't do. We said, hey.
Hey. We were loud, we spoke English.
Okay, ready? Here it is. We're really trying to get it now. Okay.
Hallo, Schlampe.
Nine.
No.
Damn it.
I think what happened there. You straight up
called her a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me take the lead this time.
Okay, you go.
Zwei.
It's my khakis, isn't it?
They're nice. Brooks Marks.
No!
Damn it! Well, we tried, everyone. Give it up for DJ Alias Error. Thank you for being a good sport about that.
Do you guys have the Real Housewives here? Do you guys know the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? Guess who made these pants?
Brooks Marks. They're good.
Not for nothing. These are good pants.
Yeah. I can tell. I got to hem mine because I got short legs. But that's...
But that's part of the style.
Right. It looks great on you. You've got great legs for pants.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. You've never said that to me before. And I've been waiting for it.
Mm.
I've been waiting my whole life for Bowen to just tell me one compliment that I have good legs for pants.
We've been rewatching the same episode of Salt Lake City for the past week.
Which is this week's episode. You're embarrassing yourself.
Whitney, you don't own anything you do.
I do own myself, Mary.
Whitney, you need to grow up.
You call me a pornography.
What?
Heather, what did she call me?
Predator. Yeah.
Predator.
You guys know it. You couldn't write that.
I am the hostess of this dinner. Her behavior is unacceptable, and I'd like her to leave.
I mean, all of them are operating at a 10. It's amazing.
You know, speaking of going over to the service.
Yes.
And asking them for help. We went to the Soho House today, and we thought we could, you know, sort of go there and have like an enjoyable meal.
But
am I going to get your membership revoked if I say this?
No, not at all. We did have an enjoyable meal because we made great friends with our server. And we struck up a conversation. We told her we had a show tonight. And we invited her to come, basically. So
yeah,
everyone...
So basically, today we didn't have much success with the server. But we think that by bringing her out tonight, it's going to be a lot better.
So everyone give it up for our server from Soho House,
give
Berlin!
Give it up for our server from Soho House! Hey, this is our server from Soho House.
This is our server from Soho House, Berlin. This is her.
Thanks.
Hi, how are you? It's so good. You brought a tray.
Sorry, ma'am.
Man, no, wait, hold on. We wanted to get some. Hold on, miss, come
we
back.
We don't know what.
What is this?
We didn't order this.
We didn't order this.
What is this?
That's your fruit.
Oh.
We
didn't order the fruit, but thank you.
We haven't ordered yet at all.
Oh, do you guys want to order?
Yeah. We put in an order for like a limeless guacamole like 2 hours ago.
What is the...
Okay, you order the guacamole, no lime, because the seasoning you have to pay extra for if you want seasoning.
Oh, at Soho House.
At Soho House in Germany, we do Mexican food.
That's fun.
Oh, you guys seem cool. Where are you guys from?
I have to go. No, wait! Sooty Green!
It's Sooty Green!
Come back!
Sooty Green!
Wait, I was acting!
That was amazing!
Oh my god, I was acting! Did you know it was me even though I was an actress?
No, no one knew!
I transformed into the part!
You transformed into the part!
Really did.
Hey, Las Culturistas listeners, we're here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy.
Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion.
It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas.
There's a lot of pressure around gifting. I usually have a hard time thinking of gift ideas for the birthdays of loved ones in my life. And sometimes I do get super stressed trying to find that perfect thing.
Me too. But now with Gift Mode on Etsy, I can search hundreds of gifting personas and find so many incredible items. And I actually just found a custom chalk bag for the adventurer in my life who's into rock climbing.
Not me. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So, whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner in your life or a birthday present for the pickleballer in your life, Gift Mode has you covered.
I'm not the pickleballer. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print, and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick-and-mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn, and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs Classic Clogs and Sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs Classic Clogs and Sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
Sudi is here with us on our Euro trip. Now, I want to know, what are your big impressions of Berlin so far? Because how many days have you been here?
Three? Three whole days before you guys showed up. So this is my fourth day. Okay. So I'm an expert.
Roses, thorns.
Okay, my rose is that people be walking around with a Heineken like it's a bottle of water. Heinekens are the Stanley Cups of Berlin.
Yes.
I went to Sans Souci in Potsdam. Had my little, because they would never go.
I would go.
Yeah, you would go.
I would. Wait, what is it? And then I'll say
it's
if I would go.
It's a big palace, right?
It's a commute on a train.
Okay.
Is it the palace?
It's a palace. Yeah, it's a beautiful palace.
I was
anyway,
pissed off today on the train when I realized there was no AC.
There was like, I guess it was going on kind of like a regional like commuter rail. And there's just like this mom with a big ass backpack. And she is just like breaks open, not like the normal beer, but like the big beer. She's just like, fuck it. And I was like, this needs to happen more. This is amazing. Like, you're going home from work, you buy the beer in the train station, and you get a little, not even a buzz, like, you take the edge off before you go home and you have to make dinner. It's a perfect system. Uh-huh. So that's my rose, and that's what I'm going to take with me on this trip.
Is drinking in public back in the States.
Is moms with backpacks getting a little tipsy on the train.
Uh-huh.
My thorn is, it's actually not a thorn, it's a question. Do you have to pay for the train here? I have walked on every train. I haven't paid a goddamn thing.
We thought it was socialism. Everyone does it all.
When do you pay?
When do you?
When do you pay?
Oh, we have answers. Yes.
You pay if someone comes on the train and asks to see your ticket. But they don't do that.
Wait, he's saying no. They're saying no.
We were on the ooh.
On the ooh. On the underground. You ooh-ocked.
Something kind of ooh.
Something kind of ooh-ocked. So, but then how, but then, and they do this often? Okay.
What's right. gonna happen if we didn't pay? We're gonna be arrested.
Okay, so.
Who's gonna arrest us, you?
Okay, so we had a plan in case someone was gonna come check our tickets, and we would have been like, what? We would have been like,
oh my
shit.
God,
we're so sorry. Oh my God, this is so sorry. We would have pretended to be so dumb, gay, and American, aka
pretend. that's check.
True. I love it here.
I love it here.
I'm moving here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna move here, except German will not stick in my head. I was playing Duolingo for like a week before I got here, and I can't remember how to say, this is how I think you say bye. Schutz.
Well,
we're getting some.
It's juice.
Juice.
It's juice.
Juice.
Juice. Juice.
Does it have to be that high?
It's in my head.
Juice.
Is it like tonally?
Juice.
It's a tonal language. I just won't stick in my head, but I think if I really, well, this is also me at every coffee shop where I'm like, you know, I try and be like a good tourist and I like learn my six words. So they're like, she made an effort, because I think people are giving me a grade in every single situation and I really need it to be an A. And so I go up to the people and I'm like, hi, or I go like, hello, and then I say, cappuccino, bitte, and then they say something back to me in German, and they go, sorry!
And then they go in perfect English, yeah, we don't have to do this.
Yeah.
My English
to
is
go
perfect.
Or for here?
Yeah.
This is what I know from Duolingo. Das Brot, das Apfel, du bist ein Schlampe.
What
I think
is that?
I can get like the tongue placement right, but I can't, like, the vocab is the toughest part.
I don't like doing this.
We gotta.
So that's okay. You don't have to do it.
Can I say one thing I say to say hello? Bienvenue.
we were saying that, like, Matt doesn't know how to say, like, welcome in different languages, and then this is his attempt at
bienvenue
at French.
They don't even want to fuck me anymore. That one was so excited about fucking me before.
My favorite thing when Matt is in a country is that he learns the sounds, and then it's just like strong and wrong just all the way through. Yeah. Extremely confident sounds.
I communicate via winks and shoulder shrugs. Like,
it's I don't know my words, but I know my heart international.
Aww. Aww.
Aww. Hug.
And with that hug.
With that hug.
So this is a really special night. When we thought about who we'd want to have on the show, like, we couldn't have scored a better guest. We really could not.
We really couldn't have. It makes complete sense. As soon as we knew we could have her on, it was like, yes, whatever she wants, I will do whatever it takes to get this person.
Bowen offered up his body.
And they declined. But God, she's a fucking legend.
True legend.
In every way. We saw her live this summer, and then me and Josh Sharp, friend of the pod Josh Sharp, we said, Peaches invented everything. Peaches invented everything. Like,
so
literally,
true.
Like, all these fucking girlies singing about their pussy and tits right now have her to thank. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Yep.
So we're so excited to have her. She's a fucking icon. Everyone, give it up for Peaches!
Oh. Here we
good night.
It's a good night.
Oh, it is.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Great. Hi.
This is a moment of time. And you changed into this look.
Oh, my God. Chartreuse.
Yeah? Are we calling it chartreuse?
Oh, is that the color?
Yeah, I'm colorblind.
Great. Yeah, no, I like that.
Yes.
Am I colorblind? Chartreuse? Does that feel accurate?
Is it? Chartreuse.
We're being insecure about color, everybody. I don't know what's going on. I'm being insecure about color.
Oh, my
you
God.
Are?
I'm, like, not confident about color.
I see that.
Isn't this another thing for Berghain? It's like you cannot dress in color.
You couldn't show up like that.
Well, yeah, you could.
No, I showed up at Berghain once. I went to the door and they said, oh, are you still alive?
And then what did you say?
Yes, I'm alive. Yeah. I'm right in front of your goddamn face.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still on the fence about going today.
Well, I'll tell you why not to go.
Okay,
go.
Because you can't go to the bathroom there.
Wait, really?
True?
Christy.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you way too much information. I've peed in many garbage cans there.
Perfect.
No, you can't get in. People are doing drugs and having sex, which is fine, but right. You can't go to the bathroom there because people are doing drugs, having sex. And there's,
yeah.
But there should be. I feel like at a club situation where you know there's going to be a situation where like many of the stalls are occupied by drugs and sex. It's like, let's have like, first of all, burn it all down. No male, female restrooms. This is the binary instead. One bathroom is for drugs and fucking. One bathroom is for pissing and shitting.
You know what would happen?
That's good.
You know what would happen?
What?
Everybody would be doing drugs and having sex.
Yeah.
In that bathroom.
You're right.
Would
not you're right.
It'd just be like, great, another place to do drugs and have sex.
Yeah. Because the line will get real long for the drugs and sex one.
Right.
That's what it is.
And as soon as you designate a place to do drugs and have sex, people aren't going to want to do those things.
Right, exactly.
Bring your own porta potty. That's it.
That's
bring your
good.
Own porta potty.
Diaper life.
Diaper life.
Could be a good moment for diaper life.
There we go.
If we showed up to the line in a diaper, I think we would get in.
What do you think?
I mean, I once went to Berghain and then left after half an hour because I needed to use the toilet. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
After waiting in line for hours, probably.
And that's real priority sort of setting, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to piss and shit, thanks very much.
Yeah.
I don't care that, you know, Lakitu is here, or Fred again is here. I'm going to piss and shit at my home.
Ultimately, it becomes your home.
Yeah.
Listen, one of my biggest questions for you, based on what many would consider your biggest song, can you fuck the pain away?
That is very personal. How dare you ask me that?
Because I'm wondering myself.
You can keep trying.
Yeah.
You can just keep trying.
Yeah.
Die trying.
Yeah, not ultimately, I guess you would die trying if you kept trying.
To fuck the pain away.
I feel like when I'm sad and I try to fuck the pain away, I become more sad. How are you feeling now? He really is cute, right? The second seat.
He's like, it's me. He waved. He's like, they're talking about me.
But I mean, like, where did the song come from?
Literally, it came. Literally, actually, it's. I was thinking about Pat Benatar, not in a sexual way, but I was thinking about you're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts. Like you wanted me, which is the wrong lyrics, actually, which is breaking little hearts like the one in me. But anyway, I was like. Breaking little hearts like you were, sucking on my titties like you were. I don't know. It wrote itself.
It dovetailed.
And it just started going, I really don't know where I fucked the pain away. I was in a sad place.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be in a sad place.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not going to be in that sad place. I'm going to fuck the pain away.
Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there is a sort of phrasing that just flows off the tongue more easily than... Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. It just comes out, it flows.
Wait, all the time, like, check out my
blondie butt.
My Chrissy behind. Who's going to play here?
Chrissy Hine is here. Oh my
She's
God.
We don't got like 2 nights.
Sorry, no. The Pretenders are playing here in 2 days. That's what we were saying.
We're the only ones who can.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I set Peaches up backstage. I was like, oh my God, Chrissy Hynde, the Pretenders. And then...
She's amazing.
But anyway, I feel like Fuck the Pain Away is one of those songs that just, the second you hear it, it's staying with you for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like herpes.
I've stained you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you for the staining.
It's like glitter in the club.
Like the glitter in the
club. It stays on you forever.
Forever. Forever, forever.
We talk about the downsides of glitter, actually. That's come up on the podcast several times. The downsides of glitter. Does glitter happen at Berghain? No. Okay.
Do they
Jesus.
Play the movie at Berghain? Do they play Glitter the film there? Because that would be fun.
No, that's Schwutz. That all happens at Schwutz.
Wait, what is that? What is this?
Schwutz.
Schwutz?
Schwutz.
Schwutz?
Schwutz.
Schwutz.
Schwutz. She's like, getting into Berghain.
You had that deep action. Schwutz.
Yeah.
It's the big gay club, the big queer gay club.
Within Berghain?
No.
Oh!
No. So you're saying, and by gay club.
I'm saying glitter will happen at Schwutz.
I see. We're so stupid.
So you're saying it's like, and forgive me, but you're saying Schwutz is more like the faggy gay club where the gay guys are going to get glitter played.
You're going to get in. You're going to get into Schwutz.
Yeah.
But this is a true story, and my boyfriend can back me up because he used to do a party there called Doing the Most. So I was like, I'm going to go visit my boyfriend's party, and I rock up. I'm like, I'm Peaches. They didn't know. They're like, who? It's like literally the iconic gay club, and they didn't know who I was.
Like, ah.
They were like, you're not Kylie Minogue.
No.
We saw you this summer at Ladyland, which is this big gay party in Brooklyn during Pride. And God, you had such an amazing set. You came out dressed in what? Like, your backup dancers were like hairy pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you came out in this gorgeous, like, neutral, like, kind of
Yeti,
thing.
Yeti, hairy, six tits.
Yeah, there was a lot of tits.
Six tits.
Vagina tit.
Yeah, vagina tit.
Vagina tit, yeah. Tit vagina. Was it a... Yeah, tit vagina.
Not
a vagina tit. Yeah, it was like a little tit merkin.
Tit merkin. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Tit merkin.
And it was great because it's very, you know, like... it's functional.
Of course.
Yeah, it's functional. And performative. You know, you can take off hairy parts, leave parts of boobies on.
Right. Is there a function of the merkin beyond aesthetic, or is it just art?
Was it the Victorian age when they couldn't?
Let's say it was the Victorian age.
Yeah.
Back in the Victorian age, when I don't really know when it was, but no, you know, they would shave the hair because they couldn't like bathe.
What the fuck,
they
girls?
Couldn't bathe, and then they put merkins on top.
Right.
Oh, that's why.
Am I making up history, or is this really it's what
a,
it was?
We all know what a merkin is, right?
Yeah.
A merkin is a wig for your pussy.
Yeah.
I used to have them as
it's
merch.
It's a weave.
I used to have merch.
You merkin. Used to have merkin merch?
Merkin merch.
So how does it, so how, describe.
Merch. It was merch.
And it just sits, and it's like, you know, if you're pussy bald or not bald, and it sits.
We're going to demonstrate for you.
It sits right there.
Right
so
there.
You can have the fantasy.
Of a hairy pussy.
I love this. We all found the rhythm so fast.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm actually, I just disassociated and started to really enjoy this.
And when you do that, do you feel like you have a vagina?
No, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but in terms of merkin, I would imagine some, it's got to be a little bit for warmth.
I don't know it as a warmth item, but that makes sense.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever, with a vagina, has ever been like, God, I wish it were warmer down there.
Literally, you took the words out of my mouth, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm proud of you because it's not, I've never thought my pussy is cold. I've thought, oh, my nips are cold, and my pussy could cook an egg.
Yeah.
And it probably is, and that's why I should freeze them.
We talked about this last night.
Come on, WGA. You know WGA? Okay. This is why we strike, all right? This is a fun fact. The Writers Guild of America will pay for your egg freezing in the United States of America. Move back. If you just check...
I think they're okay.
They're good.
Move back for this one thing. If you check that you're a box that says that you're infertile, which they don't, and I have this on good authority, they don't follow up on, and they will give you a debit card with $30,000 on it. And you show up to the hospital and you just swipe it at, like, every step of the way.
And you tap it?
This is why we strike.
This is why we strike.
Give it up.
Babies for all.
Or you could live in Berlin and get free healthcare.
Also
yes?
That.
No?
No.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Speaking of health endangerment, so another thing that was happening at your show at Brooklyn Pride where we saw you was you began to crowd surf. And we were all very excited. But then the harsh reality of crowd surfing sort of came in, which is that you...
I walk on people.
You walk
yes,
on people.
I walk.
She just crowd walks.
Crowd walk
yeah.
on them. Yeah.
But you sort of like... so. For example, if I were to sort of just like walk off the stage right now, I'd have to trust you, guy I've been flirting with sort of all night.
He was ready. He was going to catch you.
I know, aww. But also like what happened to you when you tried? You couldn't trust your own fans.
I mean, I do it every night.
And what did you have to say to them?
Well, every night I have to say like, hello, I'm in front of your face. Put down your phone.
Yeah, because they're like
because
this.
Because you can't be taking
like
pictures of me crowd walking if you don't use your hands to help me crowd walk because then I won't be walking. I'll be on the ground.
And then they would have killed Peaches.
Yes, or embarrassed.
Yeah, Peaches. Right. A fate worse
or
than
embarrassed
that.
New York.
If you're doing this every night.
Every night.
Then this is a huge thing for you to like just trust complete strangers, I feel.
Yeah.
Is it not?
It is, especially when you're at festivals and it's like the European Burning Man thing where they don't announce who's playing so people don't really know you and they're high off their asses and they have no idea that your foot's a foot.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, whoa. It's very surreal.
Because I got kind of like turned on, I will say, when you, in Brooklyn, you were like, if you don't get off your fucking phone, I'm going to fall and die. And it was like so raw, and it was like,
so you like
wow.
me angry?
Yeah.
All right.
I like anger in general, but I'll take anger. Oh yeah, yeah. I love you angry.
Love me angry.
Yeah.
You're this is really thick up on stage.
Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend Bowen Yang to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went 4 more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire,
with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Okay, Peaches and I are both Canadians, so it's like this is like our outlet.
Do we have any Canadians here? Wow, quite a few.
How's it going, eh?
How's it going, eh? Did you go to Marineland as a kid?
No, but I can sing the theme song. Marineland, Niagara. Nope. Niagara Falls, Ontario. Wonderful place for you to go. Marineland, Niagara.
Yay. There are people who are really reacting. Wait,
because
who else knew it? There was someone over there that was like, were shook.
Listen, I'm a million years old. Nobody knows that version. They're like, I know it, but like from the 80s. I know it from like 1920.
We need jingles like that back again, though. Well, Marineland. Like, see, I want that. Yeah.
That's right.
I confess that I don't know that version, but this is the Marineland jingle that I know. At Niagara Falls, Ontario, Marineland is the place to go. With friends to see and things to do. Everyone loves Marineland.
Wait, you were singing really good.
No, not I didn't stick the landing at the end.
Bowen.
That's a soaring
that
melody.
That was a very difficult key you chose, and you nailed it.
You did. That was
you
beautiful.
You nailed it.
No, I did it.
Beautiful.
I croaked.
Gorgeous voice.
Thank you. But then at the end of your set, you sang a cover of Private Dancer by Tina Turner, and it was truly incredible because like we thought the set was over, so people started to leave, and then you started singing Private Dancer, and everyone froze, and they were like, what the fuck is she doing? Is she, oh my God, and we were all in tears. It was incredible.
It was amazing, and your voice on Private Dancer was so incredible, too. I mean, it was just like, Tina is the legend.
Yeah,
give it up for Tina. Europe's own for the last years of her life.
What's that?
I said Europe's own for the last years of her life.
I went to see Tina the Musical. Have you seen Tina the Musical?
You know what's funny? The three of us were actually supposed to see it for my birthday on March 8th, 2020. And
it was like
the pandemic hit, but the three of us were going to go, and then we never got to go. Was it good?
I went in London.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was so good. It was so, so good. I didn't want to see it in Germany because I don't want to see it in German.
Right.
So,
is this a thing that happens in Europe where if it's outside of, let's say, the UK, they will do it in the regional language?
Yes.
Got it.
Because it's not what I want to see. I want to see Tina Turner in English.
Yeah.
They'll probably sing all the songs in English, but all the dialogue will be in German and then...
I see.
Is Private Dancer your favorite Tina, I would imagine?
I have so many favorites.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need another hero.
Oh, wow.
So good. Come on.
Wow.
All the children sing.
Another hero.
We don't need another hero.
The world.
Woo!
Okay.
Honestly, that is beyond Thunderdome. Oh my God. Have you guys ever seen Mad Max where Tina is the villain? Do yourself a favor. Because, like, Tina was serving acting.
Yeah.
She was one of those, like, artists that, like, could literally do everything but was like, nah. She was like, she didn't give you as much acting as she was capable of. She was just Tina.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm going to give you a taste of my star quality in all these areas and then dip. And then in the last 20 years of her life, she was like,
I'm here, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Because I'm finally happy. The meditating. Documentary. Yeah, she was a Buddhist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she, you know, Mick Jagger got everything from Tina Turner. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, fucking asshole. No, I don't.
No, but, like, she's one of those artists that's, like, every modern artist has taken from Tina.
Yeah. Okay. Does this claim that I made before you came onto the stage ring true to you at all? I do feel like there was so much owed to you, and you don't have to, like, claim this as, like, a debt or anything, but it's, like, I feel like you broke open this thing for so many artists, right? Where it's, like, it's about, it's, they're not singing about their body parts in this lewd way. They're singing about, like, gender. They're singing about, like, the politics of gender. They're singing about all these different things. And I feel like you really were someone who, like, innovated on that. Like, you were the first person, I feel.
And do you know what? This weekend is 20 years of Fatherfucker, my second album.
Wow. Fuck yeah.
Congrats. Amazing.
Yeah. It's called Fatherfucker.
Why don't we
say that? Why don't we say that as a culture?
I say it. I just don't say it in public.
Oh.
Well, you better start.
Yeah. I'm a fatherfucker. I wish. Not my own father. Daddy's. I have been really into daddy porn lately. Is this a good segue?
Yeah.
Anyway. What do you think of, like, the, like... Because it really feels like in the past 10 years or so, like, sexual frankness in, like, mainstream pop music. And, like... I'll never forget, like, obviously, like, Janet was doing it in the 90s.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Madonna has always been there doing it. Like, but then I feel like Beyonce's self-titled album, it's when she was talking about, like, you know, Turn the Cherry Out and everything. Like, it just feels like now it's, like, a really fixed part of pop music. Even these, like, girls who are, like, you know, relatively young are talking about themselves and, like, getting off in a way that feels, like, really powerful and emboldened. But I wonder, like... if you do feel some, not responsibility for it, but, like, you know what I mean? Like some, like, are you proud of these girls?
I am all for it. Yeah. I am there for it. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls.
I'm into it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
Whoever.
Do you think that there is any, like, taboos left in music? Or do you think that we've now just have to...
It's weird. It depends where you are. It's still contextual or, like,
yeah,
it's weird. It's still taboo in a way, even though it's pop. It's so strange that it's, like, both. Does that make
contextual
sense?
Contextual depends on the audience. Yeah, completely.
It feels like it's become more political now. Like, it's almost like sexuality in music is, like, an accepted thing. Like, candor in that way is just, like, yeah, that's what we talk about, whatever. And now it's, like... people would get more up in arms and more, like, have their pearls clutched if, like, you made some sort of, like, political message that will, like, fuck people up.
Right. Like, to be more just straight out directly political.
Right.
Or would people just shut off? Like, that's almost why I did what I did, you know, to give humor to it, to give fun, to give, like...
Yeah.
Don't be so scared.
Yeah.
It really is this thing where it might not have taken off in this way for other people if you hadn't been so funny about it, because I think my favorite couplet, like, in, like, any genre, I think about this always, is I think it's in Rub where you go, I'm feeling good on an edible, I'm out if the hole is forgettable. I'm out. If the hole is forgettable, that's a rule of culture. That's rule of culture
number
72.
And that's very inclusive.
Very so inclusive.
Very inclusive. Yeah. Lots of holes.
Lots of holes.
I'm feeling good on an edible.
I'm out if the hole is forgettable. Period. So good. That's poetry. That's poetry.
I am out if the hole is forgettable.
See?
Because it's hard for a hole to be... A hole is like the mac and cheese of body parts. It's hard to fuck it up.
That's a rule of culture.
That's a rule of culture. Does that make sense?
I think a hole is incredibly easy to fuck up.
I'm saying...
You're saying a hole is a hole.
A hole is like... Everyone's excited for a hole. And if your hole is forgettable, then it has to be... pretty bad.
Yeah. There is that thing of, like, when you're, like, psyched up for sex and you're just like, it's the hole. And it really doesn't matter what the condition of the hole is. It's kind of just like, I'm cross-eyed gooning. You know what I mean? So you'd have to be really kind of like, I'm not really liking this. For the hole to ruin it up. But you're out if the hole is forgettable.
I'm just thinking about mac and cheese. No, really, I am. I love mac and cheese.
Oh, we love mac and
cheese. Bowen had mac and cheese the other day at Soho House London.
You did?
He did.
Do you just go to Soho House, from Soho House to Soho House?
Like it's the Hard Rock Cafe.
Peaches? Yes, he does.
It's awful. But wait, what would make a hole forgettable for you?
Smell, taste.
It rhymes with edible, okay?
Oh,
it
just rhymes okay, with edible. Okay, okay. But it's a perfect rhyme. It's a perfect rhyme.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not cited a lot, so I appreciate it.
Oh, I've never forgotten it.
I'm glad.
We have the bibliography.
Yeah, yeah.
On the whole lyrics.
We asked this question to all of our guests.
Yes.
So Peaches, this is the question that is the Lost Culturistas question. It is, what is the culture that made you say culture is for me? This is like the formative pop cultural thing. It can be like the culture of your community or like anything in your upbringing that moved you into this sort of cultural direction that made Peaches Peaches.
I think it was more just questioning things, like looking at cultural mainstream and saying, why is that mainstream? I don't relate to it.
Yeah.
So it was like, I don't understand. Why am I singing along with these certain lyrics? Why am I watching this movie from this point of view that I don't feel is my point of view, but I like the movie, I like this song, how can I switch it around so that I feel that I am included?
Uh-huh. That is like the queer way of looking at anything, right? That's pretty cool.
Is there like a movie or a song that comes to mind that you're like, hole?
That what? That, about a hole?
That you were like,
hole?
Hole?
Like, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I always like to use the Rod Stewart. Like, remember, I was born in like 1842. So
the year's
the year of the ocean blue.
The year of the Merkin. Well, it's just like a Rod Stewart song where it's like, don't say a word, my virgin child. Spread your wings and let me come inside you. Like, just stuff like that. Why,
yeah!
Why, you know, like, why? I used to sing along with that, or like, you know, big-legged woman ain't got no soul. What? Just like, think, what am I singing along with?
Right,
yeah, that's interesting.
We don't question that usually. And most people don't question that. I certainly have stopped. I'll sing along to anything.
No, I sing along. I love, like, I'm like a karaoke junkie, you know, right. And I'll sing along to that stuff. But also, I was really like, wait, why am I? What is this?
Yeah.
I think I watched an interview of you saying that your first, like, moment of performing was singing. Can I say this? I think it's perfect.
No, it's cute.
We're
it's
all gonna
cute.
Work
it's cute.
It was like you were at someone's like bat mitzvah or something.
It was Michael Besson's bar mitzvah in New York, where most of my family lives.
There
yes.
you go. And like there was a band on stage, and then you were like, "Oh, that's cool. I want to go up there." And then your mom was like, "But can you sing?" And you were like, "Yeah." And then you went up there and you sang Barbra Streisand's "The Way We Were."
Wow.
Memories
yep.
light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories.
Yes.
Oh! Of the way we were. But I was 7 and I'm singing about divorce. What the fuck was it about?
That's perfect.
Scattered
is
pictures.
My...
It's like you're never taking a picture.
Yes.
You're 7. I mean, that's...
Scattered pictures.
That's one of the greatest songs of all time.
We're doing that as a duet.
Yes,
that's
we are.
Yes, I'll pay to see that.
It's funny you mentioned karaoke. I used to sing that. Back in the day, we used to go to the Duplex in New York. My ex-boyfriend would play the piano, and I would sing The Way We Were to 4 people.
Nothing is funnier than a child singing a song with, like, no understanding of the meaning, but, like, all of the sass. Like, does anybody remember... Like, my favorite thing is when, like, there's a little girl on, like, This American, not This American Life, on America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent, yeah.
There's a little girl on America's Next, America's Got Next, Got America's Talent.
Get it out.
America. She's on an America singing show, and then she goes out there, and they're like, what's your name? And she's like, Cheryl. And they're like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 7. And they're like, what will you be singing? If I were a boy, man. And then she goes,
yeah.
You know what? You know what it was? It was X Factor. Okay, so this is what it was. There was an X Factor in America, and there was a little girl named Rachel Crow. She was 10. And I remember one time, do you actually know this? Are you nodding? Because you know, this is insane. This is a pull from the past. But she sang Etta James, and it was, oh my God.
At last?
Yeah, I'd rather go blind.
Yes, I'd rather go
blind. And she was 10. And she was like, something told me. And it was like, she was giving it like 400 years of history.
She was giving it the pain of a woman who knows. And it was this also this time where we were like kind of obsessed with her and kept watching her over this 10-year-old girl who then like had an album come out when she was like a teenager and there were like some bops on.
Yeah, you were obsessed with her.
You must stream Cheryl
But what you need to know is she sang I'd Rather Go Blind and gave it literally more gravitas than I've seen any woman in her 40s ever give it. And like was eliminated. Well. Just like, you gotta go, little girl. And I was like, no.
With that song?
She sang that song and was promptly kicked off.
It was
how... She gave it the whole thing. She gave it like rasp in the voice. She was giving it like all the... It was wild, but she was 10. So maybe it freaked America out. Maybe they were like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to see a 10-year-old divorcee.
But Peaches did it. With the way we were, and I kind of...
But I was with my family. It was all family.
But it was to like a mixed crowd of people of all ages, and then it must have gone over well enough that you kept doing it, right?
I had to do it at every bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, wedding, up until I was like 15. Always that song? Always Barbara?
Yeah, like, well, you sing Barbara. Barbara.
Yes. And then I was like, I'm going to do Janis Joplin now. Hand me the electric guitar. And then I was like, yeah. And then everyone stopped asking me.
Also, asking for Barbara's songs at the time, it's like they're such downers. You know, she hadn't even gotten to like, enough is enough is enough.
No, that was happening.
It was happening at that time.
And that's another duet that we would kill.
We would crush it. Yeah. Are you Donna? Or you're Barbara.
I can be whoever you want. I like both parts.
I bet.
Whatever part you want to
okay,
do.
Okay, we'll talk. Okay.
Matt and I saw Barbara in Brooklyn.
Yes, we did.
And it was Barbara in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it was, well, Barbara's my number one. And she's like my absolute number one diva. And Matt and I were like singing. We were living for Enough is Enough. She had one of her incredible backup singers come to the front and they sang it together. And then everybody was like freaking out for this amazing backup singer.
She couldn't help herself and started to pop off about politics. And one woman in the crowd, like in the back, was like, shut the fuck up! And we were like, well, you came to Barbra Streisand in the year 2019. This is about to go down, like...
Honey,
or no, it was like 2015.
It was 2015 because she sang What a Beautiful World. And she was like, also because it was her Barbra's 10 number one albums.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. And she put up like the album art for every single album and then sang songs from the album. And she told a lot of stories. And all of the stories were like, when I wanted to do this thing, they told me I couldn't do it. And then I yelled at them until I could do it. And then I did it, and it's a number one album.
Yep.
That is...
Literally every story. You know, this album art, they said they don't like it because you can't see my face. And I said, we're going to do it. I don't care what you say. And then it won best album art at the Grammys. It was never even a category until then.
So she's singing What a Beautiful World, and then she says, and I sang this for this president, and I sang it for Jimmy Carter, and I sang it for Bill Clinton, and I'm going to sing it for the next president, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And this woman goes, shut the fuck up! And then I told her, I was like, you shut up, you went to Barbara, you know what she thinks!
And that woman was Lauren Bobert. She was... That Lauren was Lauren
Wow,
Bobert.
A risk with the Lauren Bobert reference in Germany.
Yeah, the German.
And she was getting fingered, and she was like getting felt
up. She getting her tits all felt up. I remember I came to Europe one time, and I was like, so do you guys know like our like joke political figures? And then everyone knew all of our like horrible politicians.
They probably knew them from you.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah, we give them a platform. We don't get the platform. We just talk about them.
Ted Cruz sends us a fruit basket. Hey, thanks for getting my name out there.
Oh, God. Terrible.
Wait, I just
Have you ever heard about this Barbara myth where she has so much stuff?
The mall?
The mall, that they like set up her stuff in a mall and she rebuys her own things. They take her around. You've heard this
it's
too?
It's true.
It's true.
So there's a mall under her home, which is all her shit and all the things that she has like ever sold, created, produced, and also things that she just accumulates over time. There is an estate, and then under it, it's like Disney World. It's like there's another world underneath it. And also, the clone dogs are a real thing, and I knew a girl who was the dog's groomer.
Wow. So, everybody knows she has cloned her dogs because she loved her dogs so much that she cloned them. And I just want to recontextualize the mall under Barbara's house, okay? Because I do work for her. Which is that it actually started because she got a lot of her old costumes. So she had her costumes from like Hello Dolly and like, you know, What's Up Doc and all these great movies that she had been in, and she wanted to display them. So she was like, why don't I build a Victorian mall? It really is like Disney because it's from that like era.
Yeah.
A Victorian mall in my basement to display my costumes. This is interesting to only me.
I am reasoning.
No, me too.
I'm with you.
And then she was like, well, we can make the movie theater an old-timey movie theater and have an old-timey candy shop in front of the movie theater. And then I also have all this memorabilia myself. So it's really an extremely innovative and creative way to display your archive to people who would visit your home and may be interested.
Me. You know, one day if she passes, if.
No.
No, no, she's
if,
taking it out.
If I say if, that would be horrible. But, like, they probably should open it up.
No,
like,
well,
it could be like Graceland.
She, you know what's interesting about Barbara is that she is, like, I think Tina did a similar thing where she's reaching a certain age, and so she's very much, like, curating and really putting the stamp on her legacy. She just had like a center open up that has her name on it. She does tons of philanthropic work. And has anybody heard the album of Barbara at the Carlisle? You must go buy this album. Okay, great. Lauren Boebert! you must go buy this album. Okay, so when Barbara was truly like 18 and trying to be a recording artist, she never wanted to be on Broadway. She was only on Broadway so that she become a recording artist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the way to do it. So she recorded this album live at the Carlisle, which is a club in New York that still exists today. And it was like a very intimate kind of cabaret recording. People are walking out. It's okay. And so it's like her at like 19, wow, singing all these standards, and she found it in storage. She thought it was lost. She found it in storage a while ago, and she was like, I'm going to save this one. I'm going to save this one for when they really want it. And then she saved it forever, and then she like just released it a year ago. And it's like a perfect time capsule. I'm going to stop talking.
No.
No, that was the Barbara segment of this show.
I'm telling
Give
you.
It up. Give it up.
The lights come up. Let's go. They're all still here.
Look.
And that's for Barbara. For Barbara.
The best of all time, as she would say.
Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs, clogs, and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get
Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend, Bowen Yang, to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went 4 more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I think it might be time for I Don't Think So.
I think it's time for I Don't Think So.
So this is the 60-second segment of our show where we take 60 seconds to rail against something in pop culture that needs a railing, not unlike us.
Hey.
He goes, hey, no one's so shy. No. And I think I actually have something based on an experience that we had today.
Great.
So
I don't have a phone. Would you like me to time you?
Yes, I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Sisters, they share phones with each other. Okay, great.
This is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So Any. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So Any museums. Sorry, bitch. If I go into your establishment and there's nothing I can like ride on a roller coaster or there's no cocktails I can drink, I don't give a fuck. You know what happens when you go into a museum? You look at a bunch of fucking tubes. It's like, oh yeah, someone like blew glass. Great. Honestly, what is so good about some of these pictures? Outside of the texture. I get the texture. The ones we saw today.
30 seconds.
Ms. Mama, that she wrote the ones. I'm telling you, museums, you have to be so quiet. You can't walk up to the paintings or else the alarm goes off. And then they come over to you and they're like, hey, you can't come close to the painting. And I'm like,
15 seconds.
What the fuck? I wasn't going to touch it. Oh, so if you did have some things you could touch, maybe it would be more fun in here. I would love for this to be more of a petting zoo. I say
Five
about
seconds.
Every museum, I would love for this to be more of a petting zoo. My no for Berlin, better petting zoos.
And that's 1 minute.
And you all feel the same. Not one of you actually likes museums. The reason why you go to a museum is because you have your two friends that say they like it and they're lying too.
I'm not lying. I wept in a museum the other day.
She's wept at the Klimt exhibit.
The Klimt?
Oh. Yeah.
What's the Klimt?
Okay.
The Klimt made it for Klimt.
Yes.
Oh, bingo.
Bingo.
You enjoyed the museum?
Not today's, but I have enjoyed museums a great deal.
You agree they'd be better if it was a petting zoo?
If they were more like a petting zoo, sure. Yes. But I like, museums are best when you're solo because then you can go at your own pace and you can read the placards on your own pace and you can listen to the audio guide at your own pace, and that's the way
to do it. I have to be honest, there was a point in the museum today where I literally went into the next room because I know Bowen and Sudi were going to come around the corner and see me, and I literally sat on like a couch and looked at a painting because I thought, I want them to see me doing this.
I did see you do that, and I go, he's moved. He found it. And then I didn't really like the painting you were staring at, but I wanted you to feel like, oh, I'm having the experience. So I said about the painting, I said, it really is beautiful. And then I said, the texture.
And that's why I just pointed you, Derma. And on this one, I said the texture in that one, because actually it was the only piece of art that I really looked at all day.
Wow.
But and can I say something? When I sat down to do this bit of Bowen and Studio are gonna turn the corner and see me looking at the painting, I actually was moved by the painting.
Wow.
So that. Maybe this is a reminder for all of us out there to just stop, take a second, and enjoy the view. This is...
Wait a minute. So we did this in London where I had a prepared I Don't Think So, Honey, and Matt did not. So Matt took something from the audience. Yeah. I'm drawing such a blank right now.
So we do this thing called the Troll Bowl, where, and old fans of Lost Cults will know, the Troll Bowl is where you reach into a bowl of topics. Usually they're popular topics that it would be very difficult to go negative on. And
Julie Andrews is a great example of one.
I mean, just the other night in London, I did Princess Diana.
It's really hard, really hard.
So I guess Bowen is going to do a Troll Bowl.
Whatever you guys want, I will try and do.
I need some suggestions of things that will be difficult to go negative on. Go. Chapel Roan. Guacamole. Jimmy Carter.
Dolly Parton.
What? The Morning Show.
These are all very good. These are all very good.
Lorne Michaels.
Oh.
You should, I guess, okay.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no. Okay, all right.
Bowen.
Yeah.
You be careful.
Yeah. This might not go to
this
broadcast.
This is Bowen's I Don't Think So, Honey in Berlin. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Lorne Michaels.
That's 1 minute. Okay. Sudi Green, do you have an I Don't Think So, Honey, you want to tear up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect. Rise. This is Sudi Green's I Don't Think So, Honey, and her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, straight men in groups. Terrifying! The shot of lightning that goes from my cerebral cortex to my butthole when I see a group of straight men on the street. I am crossing the street. If they are drinking, if they are smoking, if they are laughing, I am going the other way. Okay? European men, you're still into skinny jeans and smoking cigarettes. I think that's ultimately queer, but like the whole group thing, it's scary, okay? And when you see that red blossom on your cheek, I'm sorry, it's our vibes. I don't want to see it on my vacation. I don't want to see you having fun. I don't trust it. I don't want to go to any place where there's a lot of you. I don't think so, honey. Men
5 seconds.
In groups, you should be in groups of three, and that is it!
And that's 1 minute! Sudi Green.
Look.
When there's a lot of them, I go, no.
That's what the marathon was.
Yeah. It was a lot of them all running in a row. Are there any straight men even here? Whoa.
Thank you for coming, and they're spread out.
But not together. What straight man is here with their straight male friend? None.
Thank you very much. It's very tough to be brought, and you all got brought, and I thank you for that.
We applaud you, sir.
No, what straight man here was like, I'm going to Lost Cults? You! Incredible.
Now, Peaches, we talked to you backstage.
Yeah.
You.
I am terrified to do this.
No.
I am not a comedian, so... just laugh for me, okay? Or scream.
These are the most supportive people.
Here we go. This is Peaches. I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Bad acoustics in restaurants. What the fuck? I have been
I've been to Michelin star restaurants. Your presentation, it's a sensory thing. Presentation, taste, smell. You can't hear a fucking thing. You can't hear the person beside you. People are screaming, I like that. What am I eating? What am I? I want to order that. They're yelling at each other. My throat hurts. My throat hurts so much I can't swallow properly and then feel or taste anything anymore. It doesn't make any sense. The music is loud. Everybody's yelling. Why can't you, if you can invest in like land outside of, you know, Berlin to grow your own vegetables and tell us about them. I want to hear about them. And then you can invest in acoustic treatment. And it's not
five
just
seconds.
It's not just that I'm a musician. We all feel that way.
Yeah! It's not just because I'm a musician. We all feel that way. And the mic was dropped.
We all feel that way.
Give it up for Peaches, everybody!
Peaches, everybody!
Thank you so much for coming!
Green. My name is Matt Rogers!
My name is Sonia! Thanks for coming!
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this cookie crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.